This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If the Federal Reserve has an institutional opposite poll, it might just be Rolling Stone magazine, the home of Hunter S. Thompson while he was around, and more recently, the publication in which Goldman Sachs was famously called a great vampire squid wrapped around the face of humanity. Today, capping off a week or 10 days that have seen big changes in the top editor ranks at a lot of high-profile magazines, comes news that the magazine Jan Wenner started 50 years ago is for sale. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at the state of the industry.
So just how bad are things for magazines?
Other than circulation sales and advertising sales, the world is good.
A bit of dry humor from Ken Doctor, analyst at Newsonomics, a specialist media website.
This is the digital era, and all the growth in advertising dollars is going to Google and Facebook and a few others.
Linda Ruth is the president of PSCS Consulting, which works in audience development with magazine publishers.
It takes some real creativity and fancy footwork when it comes to figuring out where the money's going to come from, because people are used to getting their online content for free.
Some home and fashion mags, for example, make money through e-commerce sites. Linda Thomas Brooks, the president of the Association of Magazine Media, cautions that reports of the death of the magazine industry are greatly exaggerated.
The narrative is that disruption means that, you know, the industry is dying. I think the numbers prove that disruption has caused people to reinvent and reinvigorate.
She says total magazine audiences across print, online, social, and mobile are growing. And publications like The New Yorker and The Atlantic have increased their circulations over the past year. Brooks and Doctor attribute that to the fast pace of news developments since President Trump's election last November and an increased need for the analysis and context that magazines can provide. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.